You're listening to SBS News. Both sides of politics regularly lament the decline in Asian language learning in Australia, yet various initiatives in recent years have failed to boost enrolments. Census data from 2016 shows only 11% of Year 12 students study a foreign language, and Asian languages make up a smaller share. The ALP is promising to spend $32 million if it wins the next election, with 100 new teaching scholarships to be offered to native speakers or students who receive excellent language results in Year 12. Labor's Chris Bowen says the current statistics for the study of Bahasa Indonesia are particularly bad.
We've been going backwards, university after university closing down their Indonesia faculty. More Australian school students learning Bahasa Indonesia in 1972 than do in 2018. We can't let this continue.
Labor's Deputy Leader Tanya Plibersek says the drop-off in the study of Asian languages is partly due to teacher availability.
Year after year, we have seen a decline in the number of Australian school students who are studying an Asian language, and we've got to critically low levels now, at least in part because we have too few teachers who are able to teach Asian languages.
Executive Director of the Asia Education Foundation, Hamish Curry, says teacher availability and capability are important factors.
Initiatives to try and support more language teachers and the capabilities of other teachers to teach not just the language, but the engagement with the culture, history and the experience of Asia. All of that, we would say, is a really positive step to improving the intercultural learning happening in school. And I think we would also advocate strongly that we also need to look at strategies beyond just straight up teaching and learning of a language.
Employers' organisation, the Australian Industry Group, welcomes Labor's promise. The head of workforce development, Megan Lilly, says both major parties need to do more.
We'd like both sides of government to support a much stronger approach around developing not only second language ability, Asian languages, but Asian literacy within school students. And of course, that would flow through to the workforce. So that's one of the main reasons that we've supported it. But we also think as a country we're in deficit in this respect, and we've got a lot of catching up to do.
Megan Lilly says more awareness raising of the opportunities available to those who embrace Asian languages and culture would help too.
If we could actually build that awareness and understanding of the opportunity attached to it, we would get probably a bigger acceptance and hopefully an acceleration of some of these types of initiatives. So there's a lot of work to be done, but there's also, you know, a good solid base to work from.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.